A book cataloging the achievements of the mills administration has been launched in Accra. The book, called The Green Book and launched by the government's communications team, is available online with pictorial display of various projects of the government across the country. The Vice President officially a while ago launched the book in Accra. We've been joined on the line by the government's communications team, a member of the communications team, Felix Owusu-Kwachi, to tell us more about the book. Good afternoon to you, Felix. Can you briefly tell us the highlights of the Green Books?
Yeah, good afternoon. Indeed, I'm sure your listeners will recall that in the year 2008, the NDC campaigned on four main thematic areas, which include building a strong economy for the creation of new jobs, investing in people, expanding infrastructure for growth, and then transparent and accountable governance. So over the last 3 years, the Mills administration has chalked tremendous successes under all these four thematic areas. So this book simply gives a snapshot of what it is that this Mills administration has achieved. And we hope that it will offer an opportunity for the people of Ghana to scrutinize what their government has been doing over the last 3 years with the mandate that they give it. If you look at the economy, for instance, the book captures the tremendous and unprecedented strides chalked under that sector. Indeed, we highlight the growth rate of 13.6%, which is the biggest ever in the nation's history. We also capture how, over the last 3 years, the Mills administration has been able to sustain inflation below a single digit, which has never happened in the nation's history. We also shed light on the fact that the Mills administration has been able to save $5 billion in Ghana's reserves abroad, as against the $1.8 billion that we inherited. If you go to the thematic area of investing in people, the book tells the story of how 1,250 schools and trees have been replaced with modern six-unit classroom blocks, and the fact that by the end of this year, 1,700 of these projects would have been completed. We also speak about the 3 million school uniforms distributed under the Mills and the 33 million pieces of exercise books that have been distributed free of charge to Ghanaian school children. At the tertiary level, the book gives a pictorial representation of how the Mills administration has established two brand new universities, one in the Volta region and the other in the Bronx Ahafo region. And we note that in September this year, those universities will commence operation and make their first batch of admissions. If you go to the area of transparent and accountable governance, we take a look at the security agencies and how over the last 3 years, the Mills administration has beefed up the numerical strength of the police by a further 4,000, and how an ultra-modern forensic science laboratory has been given to the police, complete with a fleet of vehicles. If you go into the area of health, the book takes into account the massive reconstruction of the Tamale Regional Hospital and how 160 ambulances have been procured for the Ghana Ambulance Service in order to aid their emergency efforts.
Well, Felix, how different is this book from the first one, which also highlights the key achievements of the Mills government?
Yes, the difference is that the first one spoke about the 50 top achievements of the Mills administration. That was after we had crossed the two-year milestone. It is significant to note that because we were in the middle of our mandate, it was impossible to catalog everything that had been done, because most of the projects that this particular one, I mean the second book, speaks about were at various stages of implementation. This one, however, throws light on the completed projects that this government has undertaken. It also sheds light on the manifestations or the fruits of the policies and programs that it puts in place at the beginning of the tenor. This one also provides more pictorial representation so that you can see on a district-by-district basis what exactly has been done in all 10 regions of the country. So it provides you at a glance with information regarding how the Mills administration has delivered on its mandate.
So what is the rationale for the creation of this book?
Well, I think that one of the major pillars upon which President Mills campaigned in 2008 was to run a transparent and accountable open governance framework. Indeed, you would appreciate that it is important from time to time for government to brief the citizens on exactly what it is doing with the resources that it has entrusted into the hands of the government. And this book is a way in which we believe we can relate the success story of the Mills administration to the people of Ghana, especially in view of the fact that we'll be going for elections very soon. It is only proper that after people have given you a mandate to run the affairs of the country over a period, you go back and account for your stewardship. So we have made it possible for the people of Ghana to take this book and look through it and verify for themselves the things that have been done, so that they will be better pleased to make informed choices come 2012, December 7th, when the elections take place.
Very well, Felix. The Vice President earlier launched the book. He must be excited about the launch. What has he been saying about it?
Well, the Vice President indeed commended those who worked on this book, and he indicated that even though there's a lot that has to be spoken about, the limitations of the book make it impossible to speak about everything. But as much as possible, much effort has gone into compiling all these achievements so that it tells the story of government. He also reiterated the point that has been made over and over again, that it was not that the Mills administration was not interested in articulating its performance over the years, but rather it was the case that the government was preoccupied with delivering in concrete terms on the mandate that the people gave it. And so after that has been done, it was necessary now then to make a strong case as far as articulating the achievements of government are concerned. I believe that this book will answer the many critics who say that nothing has been done over the last 3.5 years, and that anybody who says that is simply not being honest with himself and not telling the truth. That any Ghanaian who is sincere and who is desirous of making an objective analysis of the national situation will come to appreciate that through this book, the government has conveyed in clear, unmistakable terms what it has been able to do over the last 3.5 years.
Okay, Felix, before I let you go, and on a lighter note, why the name Green?
Well, actually, yeah, I need to clarify that the name of the book is Overview of the Better Ghana Agenda. Of course, it comes in green color. And indeed, the first book that was launched in 2010 also came in green color. So it was indeed members of the opposition and the general public who affectionately termed it the Green Book. That is not the name of the book at all. But of course, the Green Book, as you are fully aware, is the name that the late Muammar Gaddafi gave to the book in which he articulated his ideology. So perhaps it created an opportunity for people to directly relate to the book and remember it wherever they went to. That's why perhaps people felt that they would call it the Green Book. But that is not the official title. It's only an affectionate name that people give to it.
Very well, Felix. That will be all for now. We thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
The MPP, however, thinks the government does not need any book to tell of the achievement, as the poor living conditions of Ghanaians show their poor performance. The General Secretary, Kwejo Owusu-Efiye, cites the rising dollar rate as an example of poor economic management.
That doesn't tell the matter for the NDC. If they want to beat their own drums and dance to the tune, when the reality is that Ghanaians are suffering, when the reality is that people cannot pay their children's school fees, when Ghanaians of all walks of life are determined to vote against the NDC, if they want to live on cloud cuckoo land by trumpeting and singing the high roofs, thinking that they have done something better, that is entirely a matter for them. But Ghanaians know better, which is why the NDC is afraid to allow, you know, students to register. Why are they afraid? Why are they stopping people from registering if they think that they have done something better, something that is conducive to call unprecedented achievement? Why? Let it speak for itself. If you have done something better, do you need to put it, catalog it? We would have seen it.
It's also a fact that in terms of infrastructure, they've done well, building schools.
Ghanaians are better judges whether or not these people have done anything better. And I tell you, as we speak today, what is the city rate of dollar? And those who go to out to buy and come and sell, they are all crying. So you go and tell them that things are better and get the answers that we get from them. Look, if things are better, let us wait until the 7th of December and see whether Ghanaians support that view or otherwise. Look, this propaganda must stop.
MPP General Secretary Kwejo Owusu-Efiye.